This campaign is more like an elaborate bar crawl. Libertarian Adrian Wiley is holding events like this one at the Fort Myers Brewing Company in 30 breweries across the state. Wiley says he chose mostly craft breweries to make a point. The GOP-led state legislature almost passed a bill this year backed by big beer companies. Wiley says the bill would have made it harder for small craft breweries to sell their beer.
We are decided to do craft breweries in support of an industry and to show the difference between how Republicans and Democrats handle a problem and how libertarians would solve it with more freedom, more free market solutions. And the third reason is because I like craft beer.
Wiley says the tour is also an effort to get his name out there. Right now, the little-known candidate is polling behind Republican frontrunner and incumbent Governor Rick Scott, as well as Democratic frontrunner Charlie Crist. Both candidates are also polling high negatives. Wiley says the fact that both candidates are not well-liked has had an impact on his own campaign.
People are starting to know who I am, and they're starting to vote for me as opposed to just vote for anyone but the Republican and Democrat. And that was an important step in our campaign.
Even though it's not much, a new Quinnipiac poll shows Wiley has the support of about 9% of the state's voters. This means he likely won't win the race, but pollsters say he is winning votes from independents. This could mean fewer votes for Democrat Charlie Crist in this very close election. Wiley's brewery tour started in Fort Myers and will stop at the end of the month in Pensacola. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.